All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another audio cast here from Avalon Community Church. This is Pastor Andrew. This is Sunday, March 29th, 2020. A very special welcome to our Avalon Community Church members, our Avalon community, for those of you listening online in Avalon, and all up and down the beautiful leeward coastline of this amazing Channel Island, Catalina Island. And also a special welcome to those of you listening online from wherever, globally, possibly. It's great to be back talking with you guys through this microphone once again, but I can't wait to see you guys. I'm going to be honest with you, man. This is really crazy talking behind here. The good news is I get to wear whatever I want when I do this. That's kind of fun. But I do miss being with my friends and being with you, especially. Relationally, it's not the same. I was sitting on my back porch this morning, and it occurred to me that these birds everywhere, hummingbirds all around my back porch, just flying all around me, had no idea what's happening in the world as you and I know it right now. They don't worry, though, or fret about anything. They're just going about business as usual. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus' words are like a salve for the soul right now. He says, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?" Matthew 6, verse 25, as we get started today. What a great verse to get things going this morning. I saw this just recently online, and it read, "You thought dogs were hard to train? Look at all the humans that can't sit and stay." Oh my goodness. Isn't this the truth? It's anything but easy, especially in this town with how amazing it is, especially right now. This weather is just prime spring here in Catalina Island's interior. The flowers are blooming. The Avalon town is green as it's ever been. But living in such a beautiful place, it's hard to sit and stay. So we're actually allowed to hike. We're allowed to get out there and enjoy the trails and keep moving around. But they want you to stay at home. They want you to stay focused on getting through this as a community and all of us protecting ourselves and being smart. This week I saw a young woman as I was at the grocery store, Little Vaughn's, who spoke with me, and she said to me that her overprotective church-going mother told her that this lockdown is God's way of telling her that her daughter goes out too much. So she would like for me to tell the entire world that this entire pandemic is her fault for not staying at home. She said, "My bad." Oh, goodness. Isn't it weird that people living paycheck to paycheck are supposed to have months' worth of savings in case of emergencies, while these billion-dollar corporations have such crazy mismanagement that they're on the brink of bankruptcy just after a week of reduced profits? Go figure that out. It's hard to watch the news and hear all this. Just one word from God can shift things in your mind. One word from God or one direction from God. We always need him. But sometimes we're more aware of this need to be with God. And we need to learn how to walk together. And especially as an Avalon community during this, what is a global pandemic. And just walk together. What does he have to say? What's he got in store for us today? And what is he going to provide for just for today? Tomorrow will worry about itself. But what do you have for us today, God? Give us one word, one direction. We need him. We don't always have the answers to the questions that are in front of us. I know I don't. And our hearts break for all of those concerned about how they're going to pay their bills or how they're going to treat this sickness. And I understand, as of this week, a cure was found and the vaccine is being forwarded all over America, a combination of like a Z-Pak and a malaria vaccine. It's fascinating. We're all asking questions about what the future is going to look like as we come back together, as the nation reopens, possibly, or as families move forward and they're still grieving and what life looks like and what the heck was that for the last 6 months, you know? And we don't always have the answer. We don't. However, we do know that in God's presence, we've got everything we need. Amen? That's what that verse earlier was telling us. We can't go anywhere else. We can, if we can't go anywhere else, we can go to be in the presence of God. We can go there. Okay? That's never quarantined. It's always open. Let's pray this morning as we get started. Father, I thank you for your word. Even during tumultuous times, you're our peace, and we can hang on to you. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts today. We do not come to this audio cast or online to be entertained. We came here to hear from you. Speak to our hearts. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We are all watching things. There's a great need right now for physical distance, as defined by the doctrine of social distancing. I like to call it physical distancing so people don't stop smiling and waving, you know, as they pass you. And we understand this, you know, more and more as we're getting into the coronavirus, the importance of distancing ourselves. However, there is never a reason, never a reason for spiritual distance. Amen. I believe that God is close to us in this moment, and in the presence of Jesus Christ, he is able to meet you today and meet you in the anxious places of your heart. I know I've got my anxiousness. There's a lot, okay, in regards to a church and its community and all the things that happen in our church. There's a lot of anxiousness in a pastor's heart. And I believe the church right now has two major jobs, okay? Number one, communicate the gospel. Communicate the gospel to reach others with the good news of Christ. He died for our sins. We could have the life that he offers. And he rose again to give us this life. Boom. That's a huge job right there. And then the second one is to help this community come together. When something difficult happens in the world, we only make it through as we come together. And here's where it gets interesting. We've seen so many times many individuals have endured and survived because of the support provided by others. And we're told to come together, all right? And here's what's interesting. Now we're told that the only way to contain a pandemic is to just stay away from each other. So how do we deal with this virus that we don't fully understand and come together while we stay away? Wow. I believe that God has positioned us in this time, in this church, and in this ministry to help us come together. Even, you know, if it's just in the spirit, okay? Though we can't be together physically, we can be together in the spirit. Even if we can't be standing next to each other, God can still bring us together. Amen? Yeah. And God has provided us the tools and the technology to accomplish all this. We're going to get through this together, whatever it looks like to you. This ministry is going to be here for you. Okay? We're right here. We're not going anywhere. We need more than You know, a lot of times just a simple Jesus fix in the form of watching a sermon, okay, or downloading a song. We need a lot more than that to accomplish, you know, the mission of Christ. It's to bring people together and support each other, not just, you know, downloading something while we're busy doing whatever in the background. We need full support. We need real care. We need real conversation. And I want you to consider leveraging the vast online resources that our church is putting together for you. We have this thing called Right Now Media. Right Now Media is ministry to the entire family, whether it's children right on up to our elderly, every age, and what you're looking for, whether you're single, young adult, you're in men's ministry, women's ministry, looking for small group curriculum, or you're just looking for a great sermon, okay? Everything in between. Right Now Media has been purchased by the church. It's free to you. Send us your email and let us unlock that for you so that you can have that resource for your whole family. Our Wild Men West, our men's group that meets every Monday night, has now gone online this week in a brand new study called Fathered by God, new for us, so to speak. And it's wonderful, put out there by Ransom Heart. Our first attempt at this last Monday went fabulous. A lot of guys working behind the scenes. And I want to thank them, okay, to make this online stuff happening. Guys, the church is not a building, right? It is a people. And we gather today in a different way as an online family, okay? And I want you to consider joining one of our online groups to stay connected. Call the church. Let us know what you're looking for, and let's get you involved in one of our online groups, and certainly stay up on what's happening in the world, but stay up on what's happening spiritually in your life, right? I'm so glad God gave us worship music. I love listening to worship music. It's one of those things where you can turn the volume up really high and just like seriously chase the devil right out of your home, right out of your life. I mean, it sends the enemy in all of his forms, packing when you have beautiful worship music playing in the backdrop. And there's so much of this that's online, and it's even on our own site here. Click on it, turn it up, crank it up. Even with all the changes due to the COVID-19 virus, let me ask you this. Do you have a reason to give God praise today? Today is the day that the Lord has made. Regardless of where you are as a part of the greater, you know, overall church that's listening. And we need to rejoice and be glad in it. He is still worthy of your praise, regardless of the tough news that may be out there. And watching the news, many fear the worst has happened. Many are losing heart and may have already lost it altogether. No more terrible loss of heart should be suffered. Once we lose heart, everything else follows. Our ability to live and love and find joy and happiness. Without a rich life of the heart, we cannot sustain friendship, even online, or meaning or purpose of any of the things you once enjoyed. But the loss happens slowly, over time, like this virus, like a cancer, so that only when we're quarantined or, so to speak, flat on our backs do we even begin to realize what's happening. And I believe a lot of this loss of heart that we're seeing sweep over much of the nation is deeply linked to some core belief that has also crept in, okay? Not just fear, but that's certainly an avenue in there. But I call these things agreements, quote unquote, because there are ideas which have secured something deep inside us, a deep agreement in our heart that we've bought from the enemy. He has negotiated something with us, our enemy that we can't see, our adversary, and we've agreed with him without us really even stopping to consider at all the implications of it. We all breathe a cultural air, and the assumptions we absorb are the very things that seem to us to need no explanation, which is good news, actually, because it means you can fight your way out. You can get your hope and get your heart back. That's good news today, right? The agreements we make affect how we see ourselves and God, and we're mostly unaware of them for the most part. We need to break current agreements, close the door on future agreements before they start gaining ground in our life. And there's danger in making that agreement. Here, in fact, the danger in making an agreement is that it affects our capacity to believe. One of God's greatest gifts to you, to believe. It's being eroded hour by hour. And when you cannot hold fast to strong belief, your life is cast adrift like a crazy tide of meaninglessness. We've seen some pretty extreme tides this week, super low, low tide and very high tides this week. We've had a chance to walk down to the water in the harbor. If you feel the true, you know, Christian or believer is the real danger, then nothing really matters because we can't trust anything. The tragedy is you cannot live with faith, hope, and love when you abandon belief. You can't. Jesus understands doubt, and he has mercy for it. But he never, ever leaves a person stuck there. He certainly doesn't praise it. He says, stop doubting and believe. That was his position. The erosion of your capacity to believe is something to be fought. I mean, fight it, guys, with tooth and nail, as they say. Fought with every ounce of your being, as if your life depended on it, because it does. Okay? What is your capacity to believe through all of these uncertain times? What do you believe? Okay? Your heart is good, and it has the answer. And our filter, the mind, carries so much that we're taking in from everywhere. And our filter sometimes gets a little miscued, and our heart can fail at the result of believing something that's not true. Proverbs tells us, Proverbs 4:23, there it is. A lot of you guys have it by memory. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.